Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The left fielder, Frank Baker. Batting third. The right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Chuck Hinton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave May. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting fourth. The catcher, Andy Echeverry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chico Salmon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Terry Crowley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Floyd. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Cuellar. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Cuellar. And now, play ball. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cuellar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball four. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Fosse and he is safe. Buford steals second. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buford moves to third. Two outs. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rettenmund. Horton reaches second base with a double. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horton scores. Fuller moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Floyd scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon strikes out. Two outs. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cuellar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Floyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baker. Floyd reaches second base with a double. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar bunts towards the mound. McDowell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Floyd scores. Cuellar moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Orioles, 1. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May strikes out. 1 out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cuellar moves to third. Buford moves to second. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 1 in the game. Echeverrin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cuellar scores. Buford scores. Blair moves to second. It's 3-1, Orioles. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 1 in the game. Rettenmund strikes out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Floyd scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 1 in the game. Fossey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0 for 1 in the game. Crowley strikes out. One out. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Floyd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hinton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cuellar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton is called out on strikes. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon misplays the ball. That's an error on Salmon. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-1 in the game. McDowell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baker. May reaches second base with a double. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blair strikes out. Two outs. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Echeverry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Floyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Indians, 3, Orioles, 3. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Horton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Floyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-2 in the game. Fosse strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-2 in the game. Rettenmund takes first base on ball 4. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-2 in the game. Salmon hits a line drive into left field. Baker picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Baker. Rettenmund goes all the way around to score. Salmon moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Orioles. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0-for-2 in the game. Crowley hits a fly ball into left field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Salmon tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-3, Orioles. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Floyd hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cuellar hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rhett and Mund. Hinton reaches second base with a double. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fuller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hinton moves to third. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Floyd reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Juan Pizarro. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Gary Boyd now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Baker strikes out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Floyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Echeverrin takes first base on ball 4. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rettenmund takes first base on ball 4. Echeverrin moves to second. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a pop-up towards third. Hinton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Crowley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Etche Barron scores. Rettenmund moves to third. It's 6-3, Orioles. Dick Ellsworth now pitching. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Floyd is walked intentionally. Crowley moves to second. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cuellar hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rettenmund tags and scores. Crowley tags and moves to third. Floyd tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-3, Orioles. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 3 in the game. Fossey strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fuller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hinton moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.